Good morning, Bogues.
Hello.
How are you, champion?
I'm very well. Very well, thank you.
How did the web.com tour cards, are they finalised? How's it all looking?
Yeah, unfortunately, due to Hurricane Matthew,
uh-huh.
the final event was washed out last week. The grand finale on the web.com. So after the third tournament of the four tournament series, they called it. So I tell you what, some of those guys that were sitting just outside the top 50 and whatever, they would have been absolutely shattered not having a chance at one more event. But in the end, it was good news for a few Aussies. Cameron Smith, Rod Pampling, Brett Druitt and Cameron Percy all got through and will return to the PGA Tour this year. Unfortunately, a couple of big names that missed out. Stuart Appleby, Rean Gibson, Matt Jones.
Really?
Winning the Australian Open last year. Man, oh man, I think we expected a big year from Jonesy.
Yeah, he struggled, eh?
Fell off the planet this year. I don't know. He tends to have these vague years where all of a sudden he'll fire up like he has done and won on the PGA Tour. He chipped in to win the Houston Open against Matt Kuchar and then gets a hot run and then all of a sudden just disappears.
Mm.
Just things aren't happening, but yeah, it's very hard to keep playing good all the time and be mentally prepared every single time. And once you get in a rut, man, it is so hard to get out of a rut in the world of golf. But the big news this morning, overnight, is the withdrawal of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Which is very disappointing for that Safeway Open in California this week, because 2 weeks ago Tiger announced that he was going to play, and all of a sudden ticket sales went up by over 100%.
Did they?
And I read in the PGA Tour blogs this morning, there's no refunds. So those people that were rushing up there to get a look at Tiger and whatever, no refunds.
Mm. Well, he says his game's vulnerable, Bogues. See,
yeah.
That's the reason for it. I don't know at what stage a golf game isn't vulnerable.
Yeah, well, I think he was wandering around at the Ryder Cup. He was involved in the team, and I think he realised just, my God, how good are these blokes going?
Yeah, well, I reckon he had... I reckon he's got early signs of the yips from the last time that we saw him last August. I know he was in contention at the Wyndham. He was in the last group, shot 75 or 76 last day. But before that, some of his chip shots and stuff around the greens were question marks over whether he had the dreaded yips. And if his game's not ready now, it makes me wonder, is it ever going to be ready? Because he's had 15 months. I know he's had two minor back surgeries. His last one was in December. Mm. How long ago is that?
That's nine months ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Bogues, I'm with you about that. And I remember discussing that with Slats and that at the time. I mean, he skinnied one, then he chili dipped a couple, and that doesn't mean you got a bad back.
That's the dreaded
jury's out for me.
He looked a bit gunshot.
He hit some chip shots. There was one at Phoenix there. He was trying to run along the ground from about 30 yards out. It went straight sideways with a 6-iron.
Yeah.
He was trying to run it along the ground because he didn't have confidence he'd taken the sandwich. He nearly shanked it. It went straight right. And I went, this guy's got the yips.
Mm.
And then the next week over in California at the Torrey Pines, again... That's the one you were just talking about. Right. A couple of blades over the greens and a couple of chili dips. And, man, I'm looking at this. So I don't know whether he's ready mentally with his short game. I think his long game would probably be all right, but it's his short game that's, I think, worrying him. But anyway, he's never going to admit and come out in the press and say anything about that, is he?
Well, I think saying your game's vulnerable is as close as saying that.
Yeah, maybe.
I know.
Yeah. I'd love to see him back. I'm like those other people that would have went and bought those tickets.
Yeah,
you know,
gone.
He's one of those magnets, isn't he, for the game of golf. And the other terrible news, Jason Day, out of the Aussie Open, which is terrible because you know,
in the World Cup,
you need the superstars, don't you?
Yeah, that's back injury again. So he's decided to call it quits and pull stumps for the rest of the year, and that's. Cost him and the fans down here in Australia seeing him at the World Cup at in Melbourne and the Australian Open as well. So that's sad news. He hasn't been here since 2013, so it's another year without seeing Jason Day, the world number one player, head down under. So that'll be nearly 5 years since we've seen him. But if he comes back next year, which I would say he will, unless again an injury stops him or birth of another child or something, which has been the case twice before, but. So Adam Scott's new partner for the World Cup now, which which Jason Day and Adam Scott won in 2013, is Mark Leishman.
Right.
But it's very disappointing news. I really feel for all the fans that wanted to see Jason this year. And I feel for Jason too. I said to my wife, Ricky, a couple of weeks ago when he pulled out of that thing, the last tournament, the Tour Championship, I said, that's it. He won't come down now because that's two tournaments out of the last three he's withdrawn with a back injury. He'll pull stumps now for the rest of the year and try and get that right. But once again, it's a bulge disc, and these things flare up from time to time. And you know, I've had two for 25 years, and I had to deal with it, and a lot of golfers do on tour. I don't know whether you guys have suffered bulge discs or do you?
Terry's got a bulge disc.
Does it flare up, Tez?
It can.
Yeah, you know what it's like for three days.
He's got rigor mortis, for goodness sake.
Rigor mortis. Well, you know what it's like when it hits you for two or three days. You can hardly move.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know a lot of people listening out there have got bulge discs and from time to time flare up. But man, when they flare up, you're not moving far for a few days. You're in serious agony.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep tearing those discs.
Yeah.
They're a serious problem. So he's got to get, I don't know what he's got to do. I mean, a lot of surgeons won't touch you because they say that it won't necessarily fix your problem. So anyway. Curtis Luck, young Western Australian amateur.
Good player.
Oh man, is this kid a good player. He won the USAM. He's won four times this year. He's the world number two amateur. He just won the Asian Pacific Amateur on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
He came from seven shots back to win that tournament. Now, the winner of that tournament gets to go to Augusta in 2017. Unfortunately, for the guy that finished second, Brett Coletta, another Aussie who led going into the final round, Curtis Luck had already got into the US Amateur, the US Open, and the British Open because of his win at the US Amateur. So Brett Coletta led the tournament. He's going to miss out. And Curtis Luck, even though he was already going to those tournaments, the winner of the tournament gets to go. So poor old Brett Coletta doesn't get the trip. What a shame. But there's two young kids to look out for in the future, Brett Coletta and Curtis Luck. And then another young amateur to turn pro, young Western Australian, 19-year-old Hannah Green, who is a very good young player, this girl. Look out for her in the future too. So she's going to the USLPGA Tour qualifying school. Hannah Green.
Hannah Green.
Player.
Good on you, Brett.
Good on you, guys. Have a great week. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 Aussies in this week's Safeway tournament.
Yep.
Cam Percy, Stuart Appleby, and Matt Jones are all alternates. So they're waiting for somebody to withdraw to get a start this week. Isn't it a shame to see Stuart Appleby, 9-time winner on the PGA Tour, waiting for somebody to pull out so he can get a start?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, that's golf. Have a great week, boys.
All right, mate. We thank you very much. Brett Ogle there.